喺呢个年初四咧，就系、是啊、祝你主爱常在，福杯满日、啊、一团和气，相亲相爱、啊、All these Chinese blessings for you to、the cup to runneth over, to have the love of God forever in your life, and to have peace and harmony in your family. 好冇？年初四咧就系、是、应该有多啲嘅神嘅恩典喺我哋嘅生命当中。呢、这个先嚟开嗰个山，嗯，我呢个麦有少少好似失灵。咁我哋一家人咧就系、是、过年期间咧就喺、是、香港 ，Our family was in Hong Kong for the Chinese New Year。咁我哋喺香港嘅时候都系感受到神嘅恩典同埋平安，睇到信耶稣嘅就系、是、满有神嘅爱同埋怜悯。You know, when we have Jesus in our heart, we see the change。咁佩玲嘅家庭咧就有啲嘅成员系信咗耶稣嘅，都睇到系好幸福嘅。佢有个四家姐同埋四姐夫咧，就系、是、圣诞期间咧就系、是洗礼，咁我哋系同佢一齐去睇翻佢洗礼嘅影片，就好开心。One of Kitty's sisters and brother-in-law were baptized over Christmas holiday, and so we had a great time enjoying their video from their baptism. And being Christians and being one in Christ is so great, huh? Well, Rabbi, 可唔可以細聲少少？好會大回音，唔該你。咁我哋喺呢個年初四咧，即係我諗到咧，因為今日講與人和諧行為，咁我諗到一首詩歌咧，就覺得好適合我哋今日嘅。There's a song that I think of, you know, that's very suitable for our service today on the fourth day of the Chinese New Year, because we'll be talking about walking in harmony. 咁啊，以前成日會唱嘅，大家有冇唱過呢個與主的愛與你常同在？Has anybody ever sung that Chinese song? I guess in English you haven't sung it. 愿主的爱与你同在，无论你在何方，系咪？所以愿呢首歌祝福你，系今日有主嘅爱同在。So may the love of God be with you no matter where you go. Is what the song says. It's a beautiful song. 咁今年咧系兔年啊，你有冇买个兔仔翻嚟啊？This is the year of the rabbit. Did any of you buy a rabbit back to bring it home? 兔年咧喺中文咧，我唔知系有冇啲特别嘅意思，但系西方嘅话兔仔咧系有个意义啊，你知唔知啊 ？I don't know what the Chinese think about the rabbit, but in the Western society, the rabbit has a significance. Do you know what it is? 兔仔咧就因为咧。会系生肉仲多咧，你买一对兔仔翻嚟咧，好快咧有几十只嘅啊，所以代表咧就好好丰富嘅生肉啊。Because rabbits, you know, if you buy a couple of them and you take them home, and very soon, you know, you'll have rabbits all over the place, so they're very fertile.
咁如果讲到生肉仲多咧，就应该一个家庭咧系和谐嘅，有爱先得，系咪？
And if you talk about having a lot of children and having a fertile household, a household should be in harmony and should be full of blessing and love to be at peace.
So 今天我们看到在帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章。
So we'll be looking again at 1 Thessalonians chapter 4.
在帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章呢，我们上个礼拜讲过呢，是将它分开四部分。
Last week we said that we'd look at this chapter in four different sections.
咁上个礼拜我哋已经开始睇呢个怎样行可得神喜悦嘅四部曲啊，可以话。
And so last week we started looking at how to walk to please God at the four different aspects.
咁上个星期我哋睇咗第一部分咧，就系在圣洁中行事。
And last week we looked at walk in holiness.
今天我们要看这个的与人和谐行事。
And this morning we're looking at walking in harmony.
下个星期呢，我们会继续看是这个的对人行得诚实。 And next week we'll be talking about walking in honesty. 跟住最後呢我哋睇有盼望向前行。And then the last part we'll talk to you about walking hope. 所以今天我哋与人和谐行事。So this morning we're talking about walk in harmony. 因为我哋希望喺新嘅一年我哋系得神喜悦嘅。Because we want to receive, we want to walk pleasing to God. 係咪？所以喺呢个嘅帖撒罗尼迦前书，我哋睇第四节，唔系第四章第九节同埋第十节。So we'll look at verse 9 and 10 of chapter 4 of 1 Thessalonians. 呢度话论到弟兄相爱，不用人写信给你们，因为你们自己蒙了神的教训，叫你们彼此相爱。你们向马其顿全地的众弟兄固然是这样行，但我劝弟兄们要更加勉励。嗱，呢个更加勉励呢，如果是新译本话，对你们要更加彼此相爱，或者和合本修订本话更加努力。我最喜欢新汉语圣经话，还要更进一步。一起低头祈祷。Let's pray. 主耶稣，我们多谢你，今天我们可以在年初四就是有精神有时间回到教会，尊主伟大。我们愿意耶稣今天呢在我们当中去彰显你自己，愿圣灵向我们讲说话，让我们更加明白怎样是与人和谐行事的，是可以有一个的爱的表现在我们的行为当中。所以主，我们求你今天特别彰显你的爱在我们的里头的，与孩子去释放你的道出来，愿众人 是明白的。所以将时间交托在耶稣你的手中，奉耶稣名求， Amen。 保罗在这个经文里面呢是讲着我们怎样去得神喜悦，与众人和谐行事。So Paul is talking about how we can walk pleasing to God and how we can have harmony with other people. 他第一话是神教导他们的，不是保罗教他。And the first thing it says is that God taught them how to love others. Paul didn't teach them. 保罗在帖撒罗尼迦是短短几个礼拜时间的，他教过很多圣经很多的真理。 Paul was with them for just a few short weeks and he taught them many things about the Bible and doctrine. 但是这里他说不是他要教的，因为神自己亲自教他。But on this point, he says he doesn't have to teach them because God taught them himself. 你知道，当我们信耶稣，我们有神的灵在我们里面。You know that when we become a Christian, the Holy Spirit comes into our heart. 是神会亲自跟我们教。And God will teach us many things. 在这里看到神是教他呢，怎样有爱心去关心别人。And here the Holy Spirit taught them how to have love for others, to care for other people.爱这个行动呢就是很奇妙的。当我们信耶稣的时候呢，神是教我们，因为神的爱入到我们里面，我们用神的爱是反映出是给别人。You know, when we become a Christian, because God loves us, His love just comes into our heart and changes us, that we can start loving other people. 圣经叫我们要彼此相爱，不是彼此伤害。You know, the Bible here teaches us to love one another, not to hurt one another. 我们越亲近神呢，神就会越引导我们在爱心的里面。And the closer we draw to God, the more He teaches us how to love other people. 世界的其实是相反，世界不懂爱，世界的爱心越来越冷淡。You know, the world is the opposite. The world is losing its ability to love. 你会看埃及这几个星期发生的事。Have you been following what's happening in Egypt the last couple of weeks? 我听到呢觉得很恐怖的，自己人打自己人，特别是新闻看到呢集体这样打人。 you know, everybody's beating their own people, and even on the news, you know, they show it, you know, and they grab one guy and start beating on him. 호루엔 사우스랑 호루엔 세. Many people have been injured and killed. You know, 우리 세계 각地都 우리 담심 埃及 发生 咁嘅事, 即係會唔會變成第二個阿富汗? 有一個恐怖分子嘅集中地。 You know, the whole world is very nervous about this situation because as things go in an uproar in Egypt, then will it become another terrorist place in the Middle East? So the world is concerned.
我的世界是缺乏爱, 以前有首歌呢,就是写着,
世界最需要是爱,是不是? Remember that old song that they used to sing? What the world needs now is love.
現在我們真的是需要愛,
but the world needs love.
我們需要神的愛,
we need God's love.
是不是?
我們沒有愛的時候, 人生很苦悶。 Without God's love, life is empty.
我覺得一個基督徒, 如果沒有愛的, 是好像一個畸形的BB。
I think a Christian without love is like an abnormal child.
因为基督徒应该有神在里面, 应该会有神的爱出来的。
Because as Christians, we have God in us, and so God's love should come out of us.
如果一个人说我信耶稣,但是没有爱心, 这个是畸形的。
And so if a Christian says, if somebody says, I'm a Christian, I know Jesus, but they don't have love, then that is abnormal.
圣灵是要我们结出这个爱的果子。
The Holy Spirit wants us to produce the fruit of love in our life.
神是爱, 所以我们要彼此相爱。
God is love, and so we should love one another.
我的title上个星期, 神是圣洁, 所以我们要圣洁。
Last week we looked at God is holy, and so we should be holy.
今天我们看到, 神是爱, 所以我们要彼此相爱。
And today it's God is love, and so we should love one another.
其实我们信耶稣,我们是反映出神的美好,神的特性。
And as we as Christians, we then reflect what the attributes of God.
因为我们被神的形象创造。
Because we were created in the image of God.
是不是? 所以神是圣洁,神是爱,我们要圣洁,我们也要有爱。
And so God is holy and God is love, and therefore we should be holy and we should have love. But you know, love is not always easy, and especially in a family. But we're like a family in Christ, and so we should love each other with the love of Christ.
讲到家庭和爱呢,我相信大家都很留心呢,就是韩新一家的事情呢。
And I'm sure that so many of you have been following the events with Stanley Ho's family.
讲到我们发现到呢,钱是会伤害感情,是将家庭分散。
You know, so oftentimes that money just destroys relationships and destroys families.
是不是? 即是他这么有钱,这么好的家庭,应该最开心,
但是为了钱,在这里斗。 And so he's got so much money, they should be happy and enjoying it, but they're all just fighting over the money.
但是有神入到我们的心里面, 我们可以改变。
But with the love of God in our heart, you know, we can change.
我发现到呢,神,因为他的爱呢,将我们的斗争是扭转的。
And because God is love and He comes into our life, He changes our life. He changes us.
我看到呢,神是真的,是可以将一些有好憎恨的人,改变到有爱心的人。
And I've seen God change so many people who are just full of anger and hatred, and God changes them into people that are loving and kind.
是祷告靠神入到我心,神宽恕我的罪,是改变扭转我的心情。
And when I pray and ask God to forgive my sins, Jesus comes into my heart and transforms me.
我在澳门监狱呢,就是服侍,是超过30年。 我看到神在监房里面改变很多邪恶的人,是成为一些有爱心的人。
I've been serving in the prison for over 30 years in Macau, and I've seen God transform many lives who are evil and full of hatred. When they become Christians, their life becomes a life of love.
我们看到很多的例子，就是很恶的，很野蛮的，但因为信主耶稣，神扭转他，改变他，在监房里面都改变他。
It's people who were just so evil and bitter and angry, and then when they became a Christian, that God just transformed them, even while they're in prison.
好像香港有一个叫Mandy的，一个弟兄，
and there's a brother in Hong Kong, his name is Mandy. 不是后面文芳又叫Mandy，不要搞错。 It's not our sister Manfong, it's a different Mandy.
那他呢，就是七几年就打劫、开枪、杀一个警察。
And in the 70s, he was robbing a bank or something, and he pulled out a gun and killed a policeman trying to get away.
于是他判死刑。
And so he was sentenced to death penalty in Hong Kong.
跟住佢係喺監房裏面換咗係有期徒刑，即係終身監禁。
And then they changed it to life imprisonment.
跟住咧，因為佢監房裏面諗住我判死刑，終身監禁，佢就喺監房裏面就打打殺殺嘅打人啊。
And so in prison, he was just, fighting and always getting in trouble because I'm here for life. I'm going to get killed anyway.
跟住慢慢信耶稣。 生命改變,
but then he became a Christian, his life was transformed.
跟住他很奇妙的，他终身監禁，变成有期徒刑，就变成信耶稣继续改变，现在就出了监，在香港周围跟人家分享神的爱。
And then after a while, you know, as he became a Christian, God transformed him, and then his sentence was reduced and changed and given even released from prison, and now he's running around Hong Kong in different places sharing what God has done for him.
我们看到他，就是带他重返厅，跟人分享他的人生的经历，人很喜欢听，但他说我以前不是这样的人，我以前是凶恶，现在我是有爱心的人。But
you know, we bring him around, we took him to the parole board in Macau, and he was talking, and he tells all the people, you know, I wasn't like this before. I used to be an evil person. And yet God has changed my life.
我们看到神入到一个生命，我们的会改变有爱心。
And we see that God, when he comes into our heart, we become a different person.
你看以西结书36章26至27节。
And if you look in Ezekiel chapter 36, 26 and 27, that's what God tells us he's going to do.
36章26节话，我要赐给你们一个新心，将新灵放在你们里面，又从你们的肉体中除掉邪心，赐给你们肉心。我必将我的灵放在你们里面，使你们顺从我的律例，谨守遵行我的典章。 所以当我们信耶稣的时候，神将我们的心，我们那个石心拿出来，放一个肉心在里面。
So when you become a Christian, God takes out that hardened heart that's inside, and he replaces it with a soft, new heart.
可能你问，那为什么我们有石心呢？
Maybe you ask, why do I have a hardened heart?
你知道我们在人生里面经历越多的，我们越经历，我们越
You know, we experience so many things in life. The more things we go through, we get hard-hearted to.
好像我们弹吉他呢，如果你第一次没玩过吉他呢，你一按弦呢，哇呀痛啊，不想按啊。
You know, like when we learn how to play the guitar, the first time you pick up a guitar and try and play it, you push on the strings, it hurts the fingers.
但是越弹得耐呢，跟住起晒水泡哦。
But the more you play, then you get blisters on your fingers, and then after the blisters turn into calluses,
跟住呢，彈得耐啲呢，你浸呢就可以攞把刀嚟批批批都唔怕痛嘅。
And then after you get such hard calluses, you know, you can take a knife and start cutting them off, it doesn't even hurt.
因為冇曬感覺麻痹，
because there's no more feeling. It's numb.
但我哋人生里边，我哋嘅心系咁样，
我哋经历事多呢，我哋嘅心系起晒沉。But our heart is like that. As we go through life and we experience things, we get hurt and we start getting calloused in our heart. 于是一个人伤害你，一个人系呃你，一个人利用你，你嘅心越来越起沉啊。And so when you go through life, you know, and you get, somebody rips you off, somebody hurts you, somebody takes advantage of you, and you start to get bruised and hurt in your heart.
跟住慢慢呢，我哋起蹦墙，系咪？
And then we start raising these walls around us. 我哋人与人之间要保护自己，唔好被人伤害。And then we want to protect ourselves. We don't want to get abused by other people.
渐渐我哋唔识点样爱人，又唔识被人爱。
And after a time, we forget, we lose the ability to love others and to be loved by others.
系咪？但系当你信耶稣，耶稣话佢将你嗰个石心攞出嚟。给你一个肉身。
But when you become a Christian, Jesus says he takes out that hardened heart and he gives you back a new heart that can receive his love. 所以我们耶稣里面，我们是人生 是扭转过来。我们以前丑陋的人生，耶稣神是扭转，是给我们一个美丽的人生。And so God just transforms our life, our ugly life of the past, he's completely reversed it and gives us a beautiful life.
圣经话我哋听，若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。The Bible tells us that if you are in Christ Jesus, you are a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new.
保罗喺呢度咧，叫弟兄姊妹咧，佢话呢个嘅。爱心彼此相爱的心呢，他说要勉励。And Paul says here about this love for the brothers, he said, we have to encourage to do more.
我很喜欢新汉语圣经说要更进一步爱人。
And in one of the versions in the Chinese, it says that we have to move on to deeper, to love more.
我好中意咧，我哋爱心虽然系有信耶稣嘅时候，神俾我哋一个新嘅心，但系我哋唔可以话系得到呢个新心算。我哋要继续去学习点样爱。
And it's so wonderful that even though we become a Christian, God gives us a new heart and we can love, but we don't leave it there. We have to continue to grow.And learn how to love.
我哋需要学习点样相爱。We need to learn how to love other people.
我哋爱人咧就唔系正常，我哋系爱自己，系比较普遍啊。但我哋要学习点样去舍己爱别人。
You know, we don't love naturally. We love ourselves naturally. We have to learn how to die to ourselves.And love other people.
呢度嘅圣经讲呢个爱呢，就系希列文咧有三种嘅爱系唔同嘅。
In this passage here, it's talking about love. And in Greek, there's three different types of love that are mentioned in the Greek.
第一个咧就系情欲嘅爱，系男女热火嗰种爱。
And the first type of love is about lover's love, erratic love.
第二种，另一种的爱呢，是神那个美好的完全的爱。
Another type of love is God's perfect love.
但是这里讲的爱呢，就是叫 phileo, 就是兄弟之情，有朋友的爱。
But here in this passage, it's using the phileo love, which is a brotherly love.
是不同的，我们这个兄弟之情就是亲情的。
And this is relationship love.
好像父母对儿女兄弟姊妹之间的爱。
And this would be the love that parents have for their children or the brothers and sisters should have for each other.
应该是兄弟姊妹是彼此相爱，不是彼此伤害。
And it should be that brothers and sisters should love each other and not fighting among each other.
可惜我们弯曲的生命，很多时一家人都会是彼此斗争，十年二十年都不睬对方， And unfortunately, so often in families, because we get into fights and things that we fight over these little things, and for 20 years we won't talk to each other.
但兄弟姊妹应该咧就系最浓嘅爱。
But a family love should be the strongest love.
因为咧一家人经历同一个困难嘅，一齐经历，一齐克服。
就是更加是亲密一点，是吧? Because as we go through experiences and troubles together, and as we conquer and overcome those troubles, then we are bonded closer together.
如果有神的爱在中间，我们才可以有这种的连结起来。
But if we have God with us, then we can have this bonding take place.
为什么在这里会用兄弟的爱呢?
因为我们主里面是一家人。 And why does it use phileo, brotherly love, here? Because we are brothers and sisters in Christ.
我们主里面是一家人的,
we are one family in Christ.
你明不明啊?
因为你信耶稣,
你的天父就是我信那位天父。
Because you as a Christian, the Father that you have in heaven is my Father in heaven.
所以我们无论去到哪里的时候,我们同一家人的,我们都是主里面一家。
So no matter where you go as a Christian, you are one in Christ. You have the same family.
我们在香港的时候,他们陪了一个亲友,他有很多兄弟姊妹,有些信耶稣,有些不信耶稣。
And when we were in Hong Kong visiting my wife's family, and she's got a huge family, some of them are now Christians and others are not.
但当我们跟基督徒那些一起的时候,觉得是比较亲一点。那些未信耶稣的时候,始终有一个隔膜。
But when we're with the brothers and sisters of her family who believe in Jesus, there's a closeness there. And with those that don't believe, there's still something that's separating.
在主里面,一家人,天下一家, 所以我们应该彼此相爱。
So as Christians, we're one in Christ, we should love each other in Christ.
我想你看《帖撒罗尼迦前书》3章12节,
look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 3 verse 12.
这里保罗说呢, 由愿主叫你们彼此相爱的心, 并爱众人的心都能增长充足，如同我们爱你们一样。
And in verse 12 it says that our love should grow and be full.
是吧? 在这个帖撒罗尼迦这么短的圣经里面，叫我们的爱心会增长多而又多，讲了两次。
And here in this short book of 1 Thessalonians, Paul says twice that our love should grow.
如果一个老师呢,他讲一样,又重复讲,多数要强调那点,是吧?
If a teacher is teaching and he repeats a point, it's usually an important point, right?
所以保罗在这里呢,就是很短时间呢,就重复讲,爱心要增长,要进一步。
我们知道是重要. So Paul, as he's telling us that love needs to grow, we need to go deeper in love, we know it's an important thing we need to take point of.
如果你看《腓立比书》第1章第9节，我喜欢这个经文。
Look with me at Philippians chapter 1 verse 9. I really like this verse. Philippians 1 9.
腓立比书1章9节说，我所祷告的就是要你们的爱心 在知识和各样见识上多而又多。
你的爱心可不可以多而又多? Can your love be more and more?
多而又多的意思就是有多些又要再有多些，有多些之后又要再多些。
What does it mean to have more and more? That means you want more, you get more, and then you get more again, and you keep getting more.
是没有停止的,
it never ends.
是吧? 我们的爱心增长不会停止的,
and our love will never stop growing.
很多人说,我希望有钱多而又多。
So many people say, I wish I have money more and more.
但钱多而又多, 爱心可能会少而又少。
But if you have money more and more, you'll probably have love less and less.
你看何生一家人就知道,
just look at Stanley Ho's family, you know. Yeah? 但系爱心增加系好重要嘅。That our love can grow is great。边个可以话我听，牧师我爱心够啦，我唔使再学嘅。Who can come and say, Pastor, I've got enough love. I don't need to grow anymore. 如果你觉得你爱心够咧，我鼓励你日日睇哥林多前书十三章四至八节。If you think you've got enough love in your heart, you know, today, I encourage you to daily read 1 Corinthians 13:4-8. 你睇到每一样嘢，就睇自己重唔重啊。And as you look at each part of love, see how much you stand up against it. 系，爱是恒久忍耐，又有恩慈，又不自夸，又不张狂，又不做害羞的事，等等等等。You know, love is patient, love is kind, love is everlasting, love, you know, all those things, you know. 我们需要继续学习，因为我们主里面一家人，我们需要爱心多而又多。我们看看耶稣怎样讲爱心，看约翰福音十三章34-35. Look what Jesus said about love in John chapter 13:34-35. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another just as I have loved you. You also are to love one another. By this, all people will know that you are my disciples, if you have love one for another. 耶稣要我们彼此相爱，这里我觉得很有趣，因为耶稣讲到是一条新命令。 What I think is so amazing about this is Jesus called it a new commandment. 为什么耶稣要给我们一个新的命令？ Why did Jesus have to give us a new commandment? 犹太人呢，他有很多的诫命的，有十诫啊。In the Old Testament, you know, the Jewish people, they have all these commandments. You know, they got the Ten Commandments. 为什么要给一个新的命令呢？ Why did he have to give us a new commandment? 因为命令呢，我们喜欢框框的东西，知道我是在这个命令里面，在这个范围里面，我做就安全，超出这个范围我不用做。 You know what a commandment does is it gives us a boundary that inside of this box, inside this commandment box, if I do these things I'm okay, and I don't have to do what's outside the box. 是吗？所以有一个命令就告诉你，就是这个框框，你知道是应该爱多少。 And so the commandment, inside the old commandments, you know, there's a structure of things that you have to do, and outside of it, you don't have to do it. 但耶稣给一个新的命令，就是跳出以前的框框，就变成是没界限的。 But Jesus giving us a new commandment,is outside of the old box, and meaning that there is no boundary. 所以是一条新命令，要彼此相爱，就是超过以前的旧诫命，就是没有停止。 And so this new command to love one another is outside of the old boundaries, and it never ends.
爱人是很奇妙。我记得我看过一本书，一个黎巴嫩的女子，他是黎巴嫩战乱的时候一路长大，一路觉得爱人呢，犹太人是恐怖的，所以他很憎犹太人。 I remember I was reading a book by a lady from Lebanon, and she was raised in the time when Lebanon was at war, and she hated the Israeli people.
他觉得犹太人是恐怖，因为他听到很多的消息。 And she thought the Israeli people were the most terrible people on earth. She heard all these news.
然后长篇就有一天，因为他爸爸中枪，没办法，军人送他犹太人以色列的境内的军医院。 A long story, many things happened, a long time. Her father got hit with some shrapnel or something, and they were close to the border, so they took them to
a hospital in Israel.
佢喺个医院嘅时候惊到死，以为以色列人会食佢落肚。
And she was so afraid in Israel, she thought that the Jewish people would eat her or something, you know.
但系跟住佢日日喺度睇佢爸爸康复，佢睇到犹太人面对黎巴嫩、叙利亚、以色列人一视同仁，系点样帮自己嘅军人，又系咁样帮佢嘅敌人，佢心里边觉得。是什么来的？为什么会这样？
But every day in the hospital, she watched and she saw how the Israeli doctors would treat the Israeli patients, the Syrian patients, the Lebanese patients, all the same, in that they would treat their enemies exactly the same way that they were treating their soldiers. She started wondering, what in the world is going on here?
后来她发现到，原来爱就是这样。
And she realized that that's what true love is. There's no difference.
耶稣就在这里给一个命令，我们是没界限的爱。
Jesus is giving us a new commandment that has no boundaries.
不是国籍的，不是有文化的，没分敌人或者朋友。
It's a new command. It has no borders. It has no culture. And it has no separation between friend and enemy.
耶稣说你要彼此相爱。
Jesus said we need to love.
一个新的界限，一个新的范围，就是没界限的范围。
It's a new boundary, a love without boundaries.
你知道约翰一书四章十九节说，你们爱，因为神先爱我们。
In 1 John 4:19 it says we love because God first loved us.
神先爱我们，我们先至可以爱别人。耶稣要继续要讲这个爱是为什么，在路加福音第十章，我们打开看路加福音十章。
And Jesus wanted to continue to explain what true love is in the Gospel of Luke verse, chapter 10.
在25节至28节，有一个人来找耶稣。
And in verse 25 to 28,somebody came to Jesus.
他问耶稣最大的诫命是什么？
And they asked Jesus, what's the greatest commandment?
耶稣就问他，你说呢？
And Jesus asked him, what do you say?
他说要尽心尽性尽力尽意爱主你的神，又要爱邻舍如己。
耶稣说他答得好。
And the guy said, you know, to love the Lord thy God with all thy mind, soul, strength and heart, and then to love your neighbor as yourself.
And Jesus said, you're right.
这个就是一个很清楚的我们爱的一个的架构的组织。
And this gives us a good perspective of how love is in the proper place.
如果我们不爱神呢，我们没办法真正爱别人。
If we don't have love for God first, we cannot love others.
是吗？我们世界各地有某种的爱，但是不是神那种的爱。
All over the world there's a kind of love around, but it's not God's love.
如果你要有真正的爱，你要先摆神在第一位。
If you want true love, you need to first love God.
是吗？如果没有神在这里，始终是自私，自我为中心，有条件，有限制。
And if God is not first in your love, then your love is selfish, self-centered, it is limited, and full of requirements and things.
神在这里先，我们可以经历到神的爱，神的爱给我们能力可以爱别人。
So if we have God's love first, then we can experience His love,And from His love, we can then love other people.
这个的法律师呢，他听耶稣这样讲，他就不信服啊。他觉得自己有理呢，他就问耶稣一个问题，廿九节。
And this lawyer, the teacher of the law, he wasn't satisfied, and so he asked Jesus another question.
在二十九节，他说哪人要显明自己有理，就对耶稣说：谁是我的邻舍呢？
And so he asked Jesus, "Who is my neighbor?"
我覺得這個問題問得非常好。
And I think he asked this a very good question.
因為他是有一個框框的識見我,
because he's got the love that's still in the boundaries.
他又要知道我的鄰人,我的隔離鄰舍是誰,
那在那個範圍裡面我愛他, 離開這個範圍,我不用理。
And so he's asking this question because if he knows who his neighbor is, then he can concentrate and love those in that boundary, and everybody outside of that sphere, he doesn't have to worry about
them. 我是框框了,在这里我就做,超出我不用做。
And that's what we do, we just put it inside this box and we want to get it in here.
所以他问得好,我的界线去哪里?我不要越界,不要做多一点。
What is the limit? I don't want to go beyond the limit. And if I can, I'll get away with doing less than it's required me.
是不是人家是这样的吗?外人都会这样的。所以很重要,谁是我的邻舍?如果我要爱邻舍越爱自己,那我应该去哪里先?
And so who's my neighbor? If I should love my neighbor as myself, then well, let's find out who that is so I don't go beyond it.
耶稣怎么解答他,很有趣。And
the answer that Jesus gave in response is very interesting.
耶稣在30节一直到36节是给他答案。
And Jesus in verse 30 to 37 gives his response.
大家很熟悉这个比喻,
and everybody's very familiar with this parable.
很撒玛利亚人比喻,
the good Samaritan.
我们读一读,让我们知道耶稣怎么说。
Let's just read it and you can see what Jesus said.
耶稣回答说,有一个人从耶路撒冷下耶利哥去,落在强盗手中,他们掳去他的衣裳,把他打个半死,就丢下他走了。偶然有一个祭司从这条路下来,看见他就从那边经过,过去了。
又有一个利未人来到这地方,看见他也照样从那边过去了。唯有一个撒玛利亚人行路来到那里,看见他就动了慈心,上前用油和酒倒在他身后处,包裹好了,扶他路上自己的牲口,骑上自己的牲口,带到殿里,
去照应他,第二天拿出2000银子来,交给店主说,你且照应他,此外所费用的,我回来必还你。你想这三个人,哪一个落在强盗手中的邻舍呢?哪一个是他的邻舍呢?他说是怜悯他的。
耶稣说,你去照样行吧。这个比喻呢,我要明白个背景。We need to understand the background of this parable.
第一,你要明白撒玛利亚人和犹太人的关系。
At first, you need to understand the relationship between the Samaritans and the Jewish people.
撒玛利亚人和犹太人是邻舍。
They are neighbors.
因为犹太的地方的犹太,撒玛利亚,加利利,在地域上是隔离邻舍。
Because when you look at the map of Israel at that time, it was Judea, Samaria, and Galilee. And so, geographically, they were neighbors.
是不是?他是隔离邻舍的。他不单是邻舍,他也有亲戚关系。
有血统关系. Not only were they neighbors, but they had blood relationships.
撒玛利亚人呢,是有些跟犹太人的,是好像混血儿的。他有外邦和犹太人的混杂的。
So the Samaritans, they were like a crossbreed between Gentiles and Jews.
所以他又是隔离邻舍,也有些犹太人的血统在他里面。
So they are not only neighbors, but they had some Jewish heritage in them.
唔单止系咁咧，佢都系奉敬奉同一个神。Not only that, but they also worship the same God. 但佢敬拜嘅方法唔一样 ，but they worshipped him differently. 所以佢喺文化方面或者宗教方面都有啲接近。So they were kind of similar in their religious beliefs and in their cultural background.但因为历史的问题和很多的复杂的原因呢，他两班人是敌人。But because of a lot of complicated historical reasons, they were enemies. 犹太人绝对不喜欢撒玛利亚人。The Jewish people hated the Samaritans. 甚至呢，他就不会经过撒玛利亚，他要穿过去的。They would not, the Jewish people would not even pass through Samaria, they would go on the outskirts of the land. 他也都呢，犹太人绝对不会跟撒玛利亚人讲话。And the Jewish people would not even talk to Samaritan people. 他是觉得撒玛利亚人不应该是世界上生存。And the Jewish people thought the Samaritans should not even be on this planet. 应该论社，有亲戚关系，但是他是敌人。They should have been neighbors, they had some family relationships, but they were enemies. 为什么耶稣会用撒玛利亚人做这个主角呢? Why did Jesus use a Samaritan to be the star of this parable? 因为他要强调爱人的界限。Because Jesus wanted to emphasize the boundaries of love. 即是说爱是没界限。And that is that there is no boundary with love. So Jesus is talking to the Samaritan, to my echo Zaisi, to my echo Lemeyan. So Jesus talks about the Samaritan, a priest and a Levi. 其实他一开始有一个人从耶路撒冷下到耶利哥被人打，被人打劫。And so it starts with this guy coming from Jerusalem down to Jericho, and he meets robbers and thieves, and he's left dead.这个人是谁呢?圣经没说。And who was this guy? The Bible doesn't tell us. 其实他的身份不重要的。因为无论他是什么人都是一样这样的教导。And no matter who he is, it doesn't matter because no matter who he is, the teaching is the same. 但是假设这个被人打的是一个犹太人,这个教导更加强调。But just think for a moment, if this person that was beat,was a Jewish person, an Israeli, the meaning of this story is even that much more understandable.
我觉得他应该是犹太人，因为他由耶路撒冷来的，耶路撒冷就是犹太人的集中地。
And I think he was probably an Israeli because he was coming from Jerusalem, and that's the center of Israel.
是吗?但我们不可以肯定他是犹太人，因为圣经没说。
We can't be sure that he was an Israeli.
但他被人打咁啊，边个嚟先？一个祭司嚟先
，and then who came first to meet him? A priest.
呢个祭司系咩祭司？佢喺圣殿里边系献祭俾神嘅祭司。
He's a priest in the temple of God. He gives offerings to God.
如果系一个祭司咁样献俾神，佢应该明白神系咪 ？As a priest, he should understand who God is. 佢应该系有神嘅心意系咪 ？He should have the heart of God, right? 神系爱人系咪？神是关心人。
God loves people. He's concerned about people.
这个祭司有没有?
Was this priest concerned in loving people?
没有。他嫌麻烦不得闲没教我有其他人理他。
He's got the attitude, it's too much trouble. I don't want to bother myself. I'm busy. Let somebody else take care of it.
Right. 跟住有第二个人利未人嚟嘅，利未人系咩人 ？And then the next guy came a Levi, and who's a Levi? 唔系你着嗰啲牛仔裤，你唔好搞错。
It's not the blue jeans you're wearing.
利未人就系又系犹太人十二支派嘅第一个支派
，and the Levites were the first tribe of the 12 tribes of Israel.
佢系被神分别为圣 ，and they were separated by God as holy unto God. 系祭司都系利未人出嚟嘅。所以利未人不一定是祭司，但是他都要服侍神。
And the priests were from the tribe of Levi. Not all Levites were priests, but all Levites were to be separated to serve God.
他这样应不应该认识神啊？
Should they have known God?
应不应该有神的心啊?
Should they have had the heart of God?
应该。 那这个利未人理不理这个被人打的人?
Did this Levi care for this guy that was beat?
他又一样烦啊忙啊不要搞啊有得他死啊
He had the same attitude. I'm busy. It's too much trouble. Let's let him die. I don't care.
反而谁关心这个人?
And who was concerned about this guy?
从犹太人的角度，是一个不应该知道什么叫爱心，是一个不应该关心人，是一个不应该在世界上生存的人。
And who is the guy that came to have mercy on this guy that was beat? From the Israeli Jewish perspective, it's a guy who should not know God, should not know anything about mercy and love, and should not even be living on this planet.
是一个撒玛利亚人，是一个不识神的撒玛利亚人，是反映出神的怜悯和神的爱，是反而认识神的犹太人，是做不到。
And here's a Samaritan who doesn't even know God, who's showing the heart of God, and here the Jewish people who had the knowledge of God could not do it.
Yes, oh, may you see. I, you tilt what a quan quan.
What Jesus is teaching is that love has to go beyond our borders.
不单止是跳出我们的框框来看这个撒玛利亚人怎样照顾这个人。
Not only are we to go outside the borders, but look how he took care of this guy.
如果你遇到一个这样的人，可能扶回去身，怕有没事，送你的士看医生啊。
If this was you, you might go the step and pick him up off the ground and put him in a taxi and say, send him to the hospital, right?
或者你帮他打999，叫十字车来，跟着走人啊。
Or maybe you call 999 and get the ambulance and then you leave.
这个人不是，他扶他伤，是用油裹着他的伤口，带他在自己的路，在他伤口的时候，送去旅店，给钱，找人的时候，扔下钱，说我扔下钱，说我回来，有什么事，我就照入我伤。What
did this guy do? He cleaned his wounds, he put him on his, donkey or whatever it was. He took him to the inn. He paid the money. He fed him. He clothed him. He took care of him. He left and he said, if he's got any more expenses, put it on my account.
你敢不敢胆一个人在外面被人打，你送去医院同医生讲话，啊，这个给一万蚊你，他仲有咩费用啊，入我数，我给个账号你啊。
Would you do that? You know, take the guy to the hospital, give $10,000 to a doctor, and then say, if he's got any more expenses, here's my bank account, just take it out of my account.
我不识他，我母亲母戚，点解要咁关心佢啊？
I don't know the guy, he's not my relative, he's not my friend, why should I take care of him?
这个撒玛利亚人呢，他超越他应该做的，是吗？
This Samaritan went way beyond the call of duty. He did more than was required, more than was expected.
他做超过是任何人会想到的，超过所想所求。
He went beyond whatever was anyone could imagine.
耶稣的意思是这样，一个不认识神的人，有这样的爱心，何况我们认识神呢？
And here's somebody that doesn't even know God, going to this extent, how about us that know God?
我有没有讲到他两个人是敌人啊？他有没有计较啊？
Did I say that they were enemies? Did he care?
他关心这个，他可能都不知道什么人，但是多数在以色列的境内，多数是犹太人咯。He,
maybe he didn't know who the guy was, but in the land of Israel, he's probably an Israeli, right? Does it matter?
有没有紧要的？我是撒玛利亚人，你是犹太人，你有需要，我帮你。
I'm a Samaritan, you're a Jew. You've got a need, I'll take care of you.
耶稣就在这里将一切的文化的敌人朋友的界限拆除。
And Jesus has taken down and broken down all the walls of culture, enemy, and foe.
弟兄姊妹，你要彼此相爱。
你要爱多而又多。Jesus wants you to love one another, and He wants your love to grow.
我哋今日年初四系要学习耶稣呢种嘅爱。
Here on the fourth day of Chinese New Year, we need to learn how to love the way that God loved.
系超越界限嘅去帮助别人嘅爱。
To go beyond what is expected, to go beyond the borders, to love others.
是一个不是做马马虎虎足够来算，是要做多多献出神的爱。
Not just to do what's required, but to go beyond the call of duty and to love and to show the love.
其实，谁是我邻居呢？是你身边。在你的能力范围里面，那个是你的邻舍。
So who is your neighbor? Whoever is next to you that you have the ability, that is your neighbor.
神是给我们一个突破性的观点，是爱。
It's a revolutionary concept of love that God has given us.
今天我们是麦饼纪念耶稣。
This morning we're going to have communion to remember what Jesus did for us on the cross.
当你看到这个好撒玛利亚比喻的时候，我想你知道一件事。
And as we looked at this parable of the Good Samaritan, there's something we need to realize.
神为了爱你是超越界限，是做超过应该做的。
God, in order to love you, crossed all the barriers. He did more than was ever expected.
神为了爱你，是打破一切文化、朋友、敌人的观点。
And God, to love you, He broke through all the concepts of culture, friendship, and foe.
我们原本是与神为敌，但耶稣是当我们还作罪人的时候为我们而死。
And we were enemies with God, but Jesus died for us while we were yet sinners.
神的爱就在此向我们显明了。
And God's love is revealed to us in this.
所以我们麦饼纪念耶稣的时候，我们要记住耶稣的爱，伟大的爱是为了我们。我们是不配得，但是他白白给我们。
So as we take communion this morning and we remember that Jesus gave us His love freely, we don't deserve it, we don't can't do anything to earn it.
但耶稣他是免费给我们这份的爱。
God has given us His free love, His grace freely.
我承认我的爱心是不足够。
I admit that my love is not enough.
我需要学习。我希望今年我的爱心可以增长，多而又多，更进一步。
And I pray that for myself this morning that my love will be more and more and that it can go to a deeper level, to the next level.
但我相信有神的爱我才得。
But I believe that I can only do that when I have God's love with me.
我们一起低头祈祷。天父，我们多谢你，今天你叫我们怎样得你喜悦，就要有你的爱。与人和谐的行为，需要神你的爱才得。所以耶稣，我们求你给我们的心里面去经历你的爱，感受你的同在，让我们的爱心可以多而又多，可以更进一步，让我们的爱的行为可以更加广阔，是彰显你所给我们这份免费的礼物。